Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Today's program features Richard Strauss as both composer and pianist. Back in the early 1900s, he accompanied some of his most famous songs in recordings. Let's hear the comparison of his dedication, or Zu Eignung, in a 1920 acoustic recording with baritone Heinrich Schlusnus, followed by the same song, recorded in 2004 with soprano Christine Breuer. Since Strauss had died in 1949, she used the estimable Roger Vignoles as her pianist. This episode of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HPR2, your home for classical music, you've heard two versions of Zu Eignung, or Dedication, by Richard Strauss. First, with the composer at the piano in the 1920 recording with Heinrich Schlusnus. Remember, that was an acoustic recording. The microphone had yet to be invented. The second recording used Roger Vignoles as the pianist with soprano Christine Breuer. The latest recording and production techniques of 2004 produced a stereo version with a better balance between the voice and piano. Did you feel that having the composer as the accompanist offered a feeling of authenticity? Was there a huge difference in the two interpretations? Let's hear another 1920 recording with Schlusnus and Strauss. This is Die Nacht, the Night. The poem, by Hermann von Gilm, inspired the 18-year-old Strauss to write one of his masterpieces. That poem tells us that the night creeps out of the forest, stealing color and detail from the landscape. But the wily lover uses this to his advantage and asks his girlfriend to cuddle up close to him so that the night doesn't steal her away from him. That was the 1920 recording of Die Nacht, the Night, by Strauss with the composer at the piano. The sensitive baritone was Heinrich Schlusnus. Let's compare that lead with a modern stereo recording by Anne Schwanewilms with Roger Vignoles. Will she be able to match the soft high notes we heard Schlusnus manage?
Thank you.
You're listening to HBR2, your home for classical music and singing and other sins with Gary Hickling. We just heard Anne Schwanenwilms with Roger Vignoles perform the Richard Strauss song Die Nacht, the night. Did you prefer her version or the previous one with Schlusnus and the composer? I think the soprano kept her high notes really soft in keeping with the night theme. In the next selection, I'll reverse the procedure and let you hear the modern recording first. This is Breit über mein Haupt. The high arching phrases are illustrative of the imagined spread of the beloved's hair above the poet's head. Christine Breuer and Roger Vignoles perform. Will the tenor, Anton der Motta, meet the demands of the high range of the lead with Strauss, the composer, breathing down his neck while playing the piano part in the 1942 recording?
Oh, gar strömt in die Seele so hell und klar mir deine Augenlicht. Ich will nicht roben der Sonne Pracht, noch der Ferne leuchtenden Kraft.
In the second recording of Breit über mein Haupt, made in 1942 with a microphone and Strauss at the piano, you may have noticed that he rolled the final chords, which Vignoles didn't do in the 2004 recording. Anton Dermota was the tenor and Christine Breuer the soprano. Did you enjoy them both? There are different styles of singing from 1942 to 2004, completely independent of whether the composer is at the piano. Though this is a beautiful lead, for some reason, it's not often performed. But we do have an acoustic 1920 recording with Strauss again the pianist. This time the tenor is Robert Hutt. See what you think. Robert Hutt with Richard Strauss, the composer, pianist, in 1920 performing Breit über mein Haupt, Unbind Your Black Hair. This is Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, offering the chance to hear Richard Strauss accompany his own songs. One of his most famous lieder is Morgen or Tomorrow. The piano has a long introduction to set the scene of the blue sky and the long beach where the lovers will meet to experience the silence of bliss that falls over them. Thank you. In that set, we began with the acoustic 1921 recording of Morgen, or Tomorrow, by Strauss, with the composer at the piano, again rolling the chords, to accompany Robert Hutt. That was followed by the same Lied with soprano Edith Wiens and the pianist Rudolf Janssen in a 1996 recording. There was serenity in both versions. Let's now hear Richard Strauss conduct an orchestration of Heimliche Aufforderung, Secret Invitation, sung by Julius Patzak, recorded in 1944. I don't have a modern recording of the orchestrated version, but we do have tenor Ben Heppner in a 1998 recording to take us through the short story of the poet secretly inviting his beloved to meet him away from the boisterous drunken party, where they can enjoy each other silently in the deep garden.
Auf heben die Funken, ich schaue Mund zu Mund und trinke beim Freuden mal dein Herz gesund. Und wenn du sie hebst, so winke mir heimlich zu. Betrachte uns das Heer der trunkenen Schwätzer. Verachte sie nicht zu sehr, nein, hebe die blinkende Schale gefüllt mit Wein und lass beim Lärmen der Male sie glücklich sein. Doch hast du das Mahl genossen, den Durst gestillt, dann verlasse der laute Genossen festfreudiges Bild und wandle hinaus in den Garten zum Rosenstrauch, dort will ich dich dann erwarten nach altem Brauch. Oh. funkelnde Schale empor zu Mund und trinke dein Freudenmahle, dein Herz gesund. Und wenn du sie hebst, so winke mir heimlich zu. Verachte sie nicht zu sehr, nein, hebe die blickende Schale gefüllt mit Wein und lass mein lärmenden Mahle sie glücklich sein. Doch hast du das Mahl genossen, den Durst gestillt, dann verlasse den lauten Genossen festfreudiges Bild. Und wandle hinaus in den Garten zum Rosenstrauch.
Two performances of Heimliche Aufforderung, Secret Invitation, on Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. The first one sung by Julius Patzak, recorded in 1944 with the composer Richard Strauss conducting his orchestration of the song. Then we heard the original piano-accompanied version with Craig Rottenberg, piano with tenor Ben Heppner. Strauss wrote a song for soprano that didn't necessarily call for a beautiful voice all the way through. It's a character piece called Dreadful Weather, Schlechtes Wetter, and you'll hear astringent handfuls of notes in the piano depicting the rain and snow that she's complaining about at the opening. She looks out the window and sees a little old woman tottering along and guesses that she's gone shopping for food to cook for her grown daughter. The last strophe depicts that daughter lolling about sleepily in an armchair, and the most beautiful music of the whole lied describes her golden curls as they tumble down over her sweet face.
Ist ein schlechtes Wetter, es regnet und stürmt und schneit. Ich sitze am Fenster und schaue hinaus in die Dunkelheit.
We opened that set with Dreadful Weather, Schlechtes Wetter, the 1943 recording of soprano Hilde Konietzny with Strauss at the piano. That was followed by the same lead sung by Kiri Tikhanova with George Schulte in his unusual role as pianist in that 1990 recording. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HPR2, your home for classical music. We're comparing Richard Strauss songs that he accompanied in early 20th century recordings with modern interpretations. This doesn't imply that Strauss-accompanied recordings are the only acceptable interpretations. We're enjoying current singers and their pianists making their own completely appropriate choices. The following Strauss song is Heimkehr, Homecoming, and is gentle with the slow beat of oars heard in the piano's soft chords as the lover returns. He recalls the clamor of his life, but enjoys the thought that as the sun sets and silence descends, he can find peace where she is.
Lord. Tage, wenn rings das Leben lärmt, mit ihrem Flügelschlage, ist es ins Weite geschwärmt. Doch
what a peaceful song. Heimkehr, Homecoming by Richard Strauss, with the composer at the piano in that 1920 recording with Heinrich Schlusnus. The second baritone you heard in that lead was Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau in a 1966 recording with Gerald Moore. In the following Strauss song, just called Kling, or Ring Out, the soprano has a chance to show off her high notes in a poem that talks about just that. Sing out, my soul, your life, your fresh, burgeoning creation, flowers have blossomed. We'll hear a 1942 recording with soprano Leah Pilty, accompanied by Strauss. That will be followed by an encore that Jesse Norman sang in 1987 with Jeffrey Parsons, her pianist.
Meine Seele, die freuen Tod, und ich bitte die Arme von dem wütenden Arme, wilder Zeiten zerrichten schon.
Sung by Leah Pilty with pianist Richard Strauss in 1942. Then Jesse Norman sang that same song in a live recital recording of 1987 with Jeffrey Parsons, the pianist. Let's close this Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, featuring Strauss accompanying his own songs with Ruhe meine Seele, Rest My Soul. This song began the set he presented to his wife on their wedding day in 1894. The poem begins calmly enough, speaking about the gentle sleep of the forest. Then the admonition, "Rest my soul, your storms were wild, you raged and shook, and these times caused heart and mind distress. Rest my soul, and forget what threatens you." A rather strange wedding gift. Heinrich Schlusnus sang Ruhe meine Seele, Rest My Soul, in that 1920 recording with Strauss, his pianist. Then we heard An Schwanewilms with Roger Vignoles in the same lead, recorded in 2004. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha. Heinrich Schlusnus sang Ruhe meine Seele, Rest My Soul, in that 1920 recording with Strauss, his pianist. Then we heard An Schwanewilms with Roger Vignoles in the same lead, recorded in 2004. With that, we come to the end of this edition of Singing and Other Sins, featuring Strauss accompanying his own songs. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.